Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Eva Cha Adhitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Today, we are celebrating the very auspicious festival of the appearance of Sri Advaita Chandra. On this day, which appears just before the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Purnima, we have the opportunity to prepare our consciousness to properly worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared in that beautiful golden form, the Yuga Avatar, the son of Sri Sachi Devi, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In a village called Navagram, lived two great souls as husband and wife, Kuvera Pandit and Nava Devi. They were pure devotees of Lord Sri Krishna. They performed great tapasya to have a great personality as a child who could help in delivering humanity from all suffering. Sadashiva, the original form of Lord Shiva, who resides in Vaikuntha, seeing the suffering of the people of this age of Kali, performed tapasya and offered prayers to the Lord of the material existence, Mahavishnu. When Mahavishnu appeared to him, he prayed that he descend into the world to show mercy to the fallen souls. Sadashiva and Mahavishnu, who are ultimately the one Supreme Personality of Godhead, expansions of Lord Sri Krishna, embraced, and they both descended into the one form, who was born of Kuvera Pandit and Navadevi on this auspicious day, the birth of Sri Advaita Acharya. From his earliest years of childhood, he displayed the most unique and extraordinary qualities of devotion, knowledge, and detachment from everything of this material world. When he was young, his father and the family moved to the holy land of Shantipur in the Nadia district of Bengal on the banks of the holy river Ganga. When he was in his teens, in years, his mother and father gave up their lives, departed to the higher realms. At that time, Sri Advaita, who was also known as for his great devotion, he began to travel to all the holy places of pilgrimage. And then, it is said in Udupi, he first met his spiritual master, Srila Madhavendra Puri. Later on, he settled in Shantipur. And Madhavendra Puri was always searching for a true and pure Vaishnava. But in this age of Kali, it was practically impossible to be found. Therefore, Madhavendra Puri often traveled alone because he could not tolerate hearing or speaking anything of this material world. Only the glorification of Krishna and Krishna's name and the association of his purest devotees appealed to Srila Madhavendra Puri. Seeking the association of a true Paramhamsa Mahabhagavat, he went to Shantipur to meet with Sri Advaita Acharya. Sri Advaita Acharya worshipped him. Together they discussed the glories of Krishna and were constantly immersed in dancing and ecstasy and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Advaitacharya, humbly submitting himself at the lotus feet of Sri Madhavendra Puri, begged him for initiation. And Srila Madhavendra Puri, that Mahabhagavat, initiated Sri Advaitacharya and instructed him in the science of pure bhakti. Years went by, and Sri Advaita Acharya constructed another home in Sri Navadvip Dham. There, in the company of such great personalities like Srivas Thakur and his brothers, they were constantly absorbed in discussing the glories of the Lord and chanting his holy names. But when they saw the fallen materialistic condition of society, their hearts were broken in compassion and they wept tears of love. The people of Navadvip, although living in great opulence, the high seat of scholarship for all the world, were so proud. Many were atheists. Many worshipped the various demigods, performing puja simply for material benedictions. They discussed the shastra, but practically never did they ever discuss Krishna or the glory of the Vaishnavas. The name of Lord Krishna would practically never come from their lips. They would work so hard, spend huge amounts of money for the marriages of their children, engage in so many festivals to petition the demigods to continue to fulfill their material ambitions. And when they heard the Vaishnavas chanting the holy names, they would blaspheme, they would criticize, they would look down upon them as useless fools. Srivas and his brothers, in order to try to appeal to the Lord to save these souls, they would chant the holy names throughout the entire night Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Sri Advaitacharya was their leader. He was the greatest of the Vaishnavas. And all the devotees would come to him to present their grievances and their sorrow for the fallen souls of Navadvip and the world of Kali. Sri Advaitacharya, seeing the fallen condition of the world and this great avatar, knowing the future of the age of Kali, with tears of love and compassion coming from his heart, he resolved that only the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna himself.
Then I started asking people if they had seen these people around. They were in the streets. I said, no, we haven't seen them. Then someone said, I think maybe they went to this other town. So I went to this
fallen condition of human society. With this in mind, he was scrutinizingly studying the Shastras, and he read a particular verse where Lord Krishna explains that one who with great devotion worships me with tulsi leaves and Ganges water and loudly calls my holy names, I will fulfill that devotee's desires. Advaitacharya made a vow before all the Vaishnavas that if my name is Advaitacharya, then I must bring the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, into this world to propagate the Yuga Dharma of the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Sri Advaita Acharya, he began to fast, and every day on the banks of the river Ganges and Sri Navadvip Dham, he would offer with great love and devotion tulsi manjaris to his Shalagram Shila. And he would offer the pure and holy waters of Mother Ganges. And with great ecstasy of love, so loudly that his voice penetrated the entire world, penetrated through all the layers of the universe. As he called the name of Krishna, that sound vibration reached Vaikuntha and awakened the compassion of the Supreme Personality of God. For days and weeks and months, Advaitacharya maintained this vow. For you and me, to give us the chance to perfect our lives in devotional service. Sri Advaita Acharya ki. Hearing the beautiful sound of the prayers of Sri Advaita Acharya, who prayed, my dear Lord, in this age of Kali, the people are so fallen that only if you appear directly in your most munificent and merciful of all incarnations is there any hope. Please descend. The Lord appeared in reciprocation to these prayers in the holy land of Navadvip on that most auspicious of all days, Phalgun Purnima, during the solar eclipse. as Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Haridas Thakur came to live in Fuliagram near Shantipur, Sri Advaita Acharya was so happy that such a great devotee has come. Sri Advaita Acharya arranged a nice cave for Haridas to reside, and they would constantly meet together to hear and chant the names and glories of the Lord. On that night, when the Lord appeared as the son of Sachi Devi, so many auspicious signs were manifested throughout the world, and within Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur's mind erupted ecstatic love. And to celebrate, they began to dance and dance and jubilantly call out the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
With his wife Sita Thakurani, they went to present beautiful gifts to the Supreme Lord. But it was the Lord's Leela to cover the eyes even of his purest and greatest devotees from recognizing him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord's brother, Vishwarup, had no interest in this material world. Every day he would go to the house of Advaitacharya and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam and have beautiful kirtan of the holy name. He did not want to leave the association of Advaita Acharya and the other Vaishnavas. One day Sachi Devi told little Nimai that bring your brother for prasad, it is ready. So Nimai came, and as he approached Sri Advaita's house, he heard his own names, the names of Krishna being chanted. Although they could not understand, the very object of all of their prayers appeared directly before them. And when they saw the beauty of Nimai, Sri Advaita Acharya and the others, they could not stop looking at him. Their hearts melted in ecstatic love as if they were seeing Krishna directly. They became so stunned by his beauty, they could not even continue their narration of Krishna Katha. Nimai pulled his brother by the dhoti and said, Mata is calling you for prasad, let us go. And the two departed. And Sri Advaitacharya, captivated by the beauty of this young child, he spoke to the others, who is this child? What extraordinary characteristics! How he awakens such love in our hearts! Nimai disguised himself as a pundit in his later years. Vishwarup ultimately, with no desire for anything of this world, left home to take sannyas. The Vaishnavas were constantly begging Nimai to become a devotee. They were praying to Krishna constantly, if this child becomes a devotee, he can change the whole world. But whenever they would meet him, he would never talk about Krishna. He would always engage them in arguments, in grammar and logic. But then the Lord went to Gaya. In order to demonstrate that pure love of God does not come in anyone's heart until he surrenders to a proper spiritual master in disciplic succession, he accepted initiation from another disciple of Srila Madhavendra Puri of the name Ishwara Puri. And then he began to exhibit the type of ecstatic love that this world has never seen. When he returned to Navadvip, he was constantly immersed in the feelings of ecstatic separation from Krishna. And when the Vaishnavas heard of this, and when they witnessed the supreme love, their hearts rejoiced. One day, Lord Gauranga, along with Gadadhar Pandit, went to the house of Sri Advaita Acharya in Navadvip. The Acharya was performing his puja when the two came in. He was singing the glories of the Lord, and when Lord Gauranga saw and heard this, he fell unconscious in ecstatic love for Krishna. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya, who was 50 years older than Lord Gauranga, who was a godbrother of Lord Gauranga's guru, disciple of Madhavendra Puri, he began to worship the Lord. He took the dust from his feet and began to offer him incense, ghee lamp, and offer the prayer, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo. Gadadhar, who was about the same age as Lord Chaitanya, was struck with wonder. He said to Sri Advaita, why are you worshipping this young boy? And Sri Advaita said, you do not understand. He is the fulfillment of all of my prayers. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. But I will test him. I will go to Santipur, and if he was really the Lord, he will call me back to Navadvip. We should know that when Sri Advaita Acharya appeared to test the Lord, on one level, it was an exchange of pure spiritual ras. But on another level, through his tests, he wanted to demonstrate to the whole world that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was the all-pervading Paramatma. He was the supreme Lord Krishna of Goloka. One day, Lord Chaitanya in the house of Srivas spoke to Srivas's brother, Ramai Pandit, and told him, go to Shantipur. Go to the house of Sri Advaita Acharya. He is waiting for me, and I am waiting for him. And give him this message. Tell him, the Lord who you have fasted for, the Lord who you offered Tulsi and Ganga and loudly cried out with great devotion his name, that Lord has descended into this world to fulfill your desire. He is calling you to meet with him. Ramai Pandit in great ecstasy went to the house of Advaita in Sri Shantipur and he gave him that message. Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, through your fasts, through your prayers, through your unlimited compassion, he has appeared in this world only for you. He is calling upon you. Advaitacharya said, I do not find in the scriptures that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in Navadvip as the son of Sachi Devi. What evidence do you have? And Ramai Pandit remained silent. Finally, he replied, that you know everything, my Lord. The Lord of your life is calling you. Advaitacharya fell unconscious in ecstatic love. His wife Sita Thakurani and him and his young child Achyutananda began to weep. They gathered all the paraphernalia for worship and hastily they went to Sri Navadvip. Advaitacharya said to Ramai Pandit, I want to test the Lord again. I will hide in the house of Nandanacharya. When he asks whether I have come, tell him no, he has not come. Ramai Pandit went to Srivas Thakur's house. And when Lord Chaitanya saw him, he immediately said, Sri Advaitacharya is at the house of Nandanacharya. And he is hiding from me. Tell him that I am waiting. Upon hearing this news, Sri Advaitacharya approached the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu with his wife and son. And something beautiful took place. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that when he saw the Lord in his beautiful effulgent golden form, he saw the demigods like Brahma and Shiva and Indra all worshipping the Lord with beautiful prayers. He saw all the Vedas personified, glorifying the Lord. He saw the Nagas and the celestial beings worshipping the Lord. Everything auspicious was being used as the paraphernalia to glorify Lord Gauranga as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Lord Gauranga spoke, because of your compassion for all living beings and your heartfelt prayers, I have descended to this world, and let the world know it is all due to your love. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya began to worship the Lord with all auspicious items and offer beautiful prayers in his glorification. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur explains this pastimes, that the description of the Lord and the prayers of Advaitacharya are to be sung in a particular raga called Rag Shri. This is the particular rag in which Sri Advaitacharya worshipped the Lord when he first recognized him as the fulfillment of all of his life's desires as the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So in honor of this most auspicious day, we would like to appeal to all of you with great attention and devotion to chant the Maha Mantra. As Sri Advaita Acharya himself chanted on this day. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama Rama Hari Hari Krishna Hari Krishna
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
the glories of Sri Advaita Acharya. Are sung throughout Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Chaitanya Mangala. In his great devotion, he wanted to reveal the supremacy of Lord Chaitanya for the liberation of all beings. One time, he was at the house of Srivas, and in the mood of a gopi, he began to dance in great ecstatic love and loudly chant the holy names. He was chanting the holy names in the feelings of separation from the Lord and the devotees were dancing and chanting with him in kirtan. The devotees somehow or other appeared to calm him down, and then they all went to the Ganges to bathe. But Sri Advaita Acharya remained in the courtyard of Srivas, his heart stirring with separation from Krishna. He began to roll on the ground in ecstatic love. Lord Chaitanya understood the heart of his devotee
And he came to that place. And he brought Sri Advaita into the deity room. And he said, please ask any benediction. Advaitacharya said that I have received the dust of your lotus feet and I'm in your presence. There's nothing else I desire. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing Advaita's heart, again persisted, ask a benediction. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya, he spoke, my Lord, I want to see your supreme opulence. I want you to show me what you showed Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. I'll stand between the two armies of the Pandavas and the Kuruvas. At that very moment, Sri Advaitacharya could see himself sitting on the chariot with Krishna and Arjuna. And right before his eyes, the Lord revealed the universal form. Sri Advaitacharya saw all the universes in the cosmic manifestation emanating from the body of the Lord. There was innumerable heads and mouths and eyes. He saw all the demigods, all the mountains, all the rivers, all the forests, and all the planets. He saw the demons who would not accept the principles of bhakti, being devoured by the hungry mouths of the Virat Rupa. He saw time itself as it spread through all directions, covering all space. This gigantic and most extraordinary form of the Lord. And before him was Arjuna with folded palms offering prayers. At that time, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, knowing something wonderful was taking place, came to the house of Srivas and standing beside Sri Advaita witnessed Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealing the universal form. They began to offer their prayers of ecstatic love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after resuming his original wonderful form, began to dance in ecstasy while chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Sri Advaitacharya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu repeatedly offered their obeisances, taking the dust from the lotus feet of the Lord and serving him. In this way, by the mercy of Sri Advaita, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu revealed his universal form for the whole world. And one who hears this narration with faith will certainly cross over all the miseries of material existence and achieve the loving service of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya would respect Advaitacharya. Following the etiquette, Advaita was much senior to him in age, and he was also the godbrother of his guru. So Lord Chaitanya would respect him, honor him, and often worship him. But Sri Advaita did not like this. He wanted to be accepted as the servant of the Lord. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to take the dust of the feet of Sri Advaitacharya. And Sri Advaita would try to stop him, but because Lord Gauranga was far more powerful, he could not. He would ultimately be defeated.
and suffer the shame as the Lord took the dust from his lotus feet upon his head. One day Advaitacharya was thinking that I want to be accepted as the servant of the Lord, but he assumes the position of my servant. Somehow or other, I must take a humble position and receive his chastisement. So Sri Advaita understood there's nothing the Lord had more distaste for than the Mayavad philosophy, which extinguishes the identity of the soul due to the last, ultimate snare of false ego. One wants to become God and thus betrays the principle of eternal servitude. So Advaitacharya went back to Shantipur, and with a very loud voice and great enthusiastic words, he began to teach the Yoga Vashishta, the teachings of Mayavad. He explained that ultimately the Lord is impersonal, and only through jnana and impersonalism can one cross the ocean of material existence. That bhakti is like a mirror, but impersonalistic jnana is like the eyes. Bhakti is only a reflection of impersonalism, and it cannot be sustained without speculative knowledge, since speculative knowledge was the ultimate path to the ultimate truth. When Lord Chaitanya heard this, he decided to walk to Shantipur with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And when they approached Shantipur, Sri Advaita was giving his class. And when he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was approaching, he began wildly propounding like never before the supremacy of Mayavad philosophy. And when Lord Chaitanya walked into his room and heard this narration, he was shocked. He became ferociously angry. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! And Lord Chaitanya stood up, and with a very strong voice, he asked Sri Advaitacharya a question. You have studied the scriptures. Tell me your conclusion. Is impersonalism or devotion higher? Which is supreme? And Sri Advaitacharya replied, according to all the scriptures and all the great saints, it is an absolute fact that impersonalism is supreme. And without impersonalistic realization, one cannot achieve devotional service. Sri Advaitacharya ki! Upon hearing this, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu jumped to the dais and dragged Advaitacharya down from his raised seat, put him on the floor, and with a fist he began to beat him and beat him and beat him, and with eyes like coals of anger he beat him and beat him again and again and again. Nithai Gaura Premanandi! Haridas Thakur, who was present living with Advaitacharya, when he would hear Advaitacharya teaching the Mayavad of Yoga Vashishta, he would simply laugh very loudly, knowing his intention. But when he saw Lord Chaitanya beating him, He became afraid. Meanwhile, Nityananda was simply laughing at seeing this whole Leela. And Sita Thakurani, the beloved wife of Sri Advaita, seeing her husband being beaten by the Lord, with tears in her eyes, in great fear, she began to call out, "Please stop beating him! He's an old Brahmin! He's an old man! Spare his life! Please stop now!" But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanting to show the world his distaste for Mayavad philosophy, continued to beat Sri Advaitacharya. And then he began to speak. Lord Chaitanya said, in great intensity, "Why? I was sleeping in the spiritual world of Vaikuntha, and your loud calls woke me up. You begged me to come to this world to teach the principles of pure devotional service. And on your order I have come. And now you are preaching against devotional service." The antithesis of impersonalism. "I was true to you. Why, you have cheated me." And when Sri Advaitacharya heard these words, he became ecstatic. With tears of love in his eyes, he began to dance and dance and dance. And with a heart full of unlimited joy, he began to cry out, "Today you have punished me. Where is your respect for me now? Where is your feelings to worship me as your superior now? Today I have achieved the supreme fortune. You have punished me as your servant." Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very ashamed as he understood the plot of Sri Advaita. Advaitacharya fell at his lotus feet and with great love worshipped that dust. Sri Advaitacharya wanted to show the world that there is no higher aspiration than to be the eternal servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord Gaurasundara. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Sita, "Please cook prasad for us." Advaita, Nityananda, and Lord Chaitanya went to the Ganga to bathe. And when they came back, Sita Thakurani had prepared a beautiful feast. They all enjoyed prasad together. And then throughout the day, they danced in ecstatic love while chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On another occasion, once Lord Chaitanya heard his devotees glorifying Sachi Devi, his beloved mother. And he explained that Sachi Devi will not achieve love of God because she had committed an offense to Sri Advaita Acharya. The devotees, weeping and crying, "How could you say this about your own mother? What offense could she have ever committed that she is banned from devotional service?" You see, after Vishwarup took sannyas and left home forever, Sachi Devi was thinking, because he was always with Advaita Acharya, and Sri Advaita was always discussing the futility of this material world, due to his influence, he has left me with a broken heart to take sannyas. But she did not say a word. Lord Chaitanya was in the constant association of Advaita, always hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord throughout the day and night in beautiful kirtan. And then he also left home and took sannyas. Sachi Devi, in her anguish as a broken-hearted mother, she couldn't control herself. Even though there was no one present, there was an outburst, feeling, why has Advaitacharya done this to me? Why has he cheated me of my two children and left me alone as a widow? Lord Chaitanya understood that she had felt something unpleasing toward Sri Advaita. He said, anyone who offends a Vaishnava cannot achieve pure devotional service until that person humbly, with the repentant heart, takes the dust of the feet of that Vaishnava. But how would Sachi Devi ever get the dust of the feet of Advaita, who worshipped her as the mother of his worshipable Lord? So a plan was made. They brought Sri Advaitacharya to the house, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him his ecstatic opulence, and Sri Advaitacharya fell to the ground unconscious in ecstatic love. And at that time, Sachi Devi, with great humility and devotion, took the dust from his lotus feet upon her head. And Lord Chaitanya, being very pleased with his mother, he smiled. And he said, today I give you Krishna Prema, pure love of Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. The Lord wanted to reveal to the world the importance of properly respecting the Vaishnavas. The Lord once spoke to Advaitacharya and told him that the holy name is like a kalpa briksha tree, but that same name is like a thunderbolt to those who offend the devotees. He explained that if one simply does not criticize others and sincerely chants the holy name, that person he will most certainly give pure love of God. The glories of Sri Advaitacharya are unlimited. Ananta Shesha, with his millions, thousand mouths, can never find an end to his glories. He was the embodiment of pure devotional service. These wonderful pastimes are the pastimes of pure love. It is explained, one time Advaitacharya was dancing before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Lord Chaitanya told him, Advaita, sing my glories and dance. And Lord Advaita began to chant the holy names, and he danced and he danced and he danced. And all the devotees, upon seeing his dancing, were struck with wonder. And they all began to dance with him, chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Sri Advaita danced for hours and hours. And finally the devotees calmed him. And Lord Chaitanya asked, please ask for a benediction. Anything you desire, I will give you. And Sri Advaita replied, the fulfillment of all my desires is that you have watched my dancing. But I always long for to dance for you, to dance for your pleasure. Today, my heart has been fulfilled. Lord Gauranga insisted that he ask for another benediction. And Sri Advaitacharya prayed, please, through the chanting of the holy names of your of Lord Krishna, through the singing of the Maha Mantra, deliver all classes of men, whether they are simple and poor, men or women, even the chandalas and the lowest classes. Do not discriminate. Give them all pure love of God through the chanting of the holy names. But those proud, egoistic pundits who criticize your devotees, let them remain in the sufferings of this material world. And those who honor your devotees and serve your devotees and chant your names, give them all Krishna prema. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu granted that boon, and thus have given us all the opportunity to perfect our lives through serving the Vaishnavas and chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. One day Lord Chaitanya came to the house of Advaitacharya in Shantipur, and it was the appearance day of Madhavendra Puri. And Sri Advaitacharya, everything he had, he used as an offering to his guru on that day. He invited the Vaishnavas. And when Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda was there, Haridas Thakur was there, they were all anxious and eager to take the services of worshipping and serving the devotees. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, he saw the most magnificent feast, wonderful preparations, mountains and mountains, beautiful, hundreds of preparations of prasad, cooked with such devotion. Sri Advaita and Sita, Sri Devi and others spent great, great efforts and wealth to prepare this wonderful feast and to make wonderful, wonderful arrangements to glorify Sri Madhavendra Puri. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this Guru Seva, his heart was filled with love. After the worship of Madhavendra Puri took place by Sri Advaita. With such love, they celebrated with kirtan. And all the devotees throughout the entire day, they danced in great joy, chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna. Shri Madhavendra Puri ki, Shri Advaita Acharya ki, Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Ramacharya Shri Haridas Thakur ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. And when the kirtan ended, they all sat to take prasad. And as they were taking prasad, they were constantly absorbed in discussing the glories of Srila Madhavendra Puri. And throughout the night, they discussed the pure devotional service of this great Vaishnava, the very Param Guru of the Supreme Lord Himself. After Lord Chaitanya accepted renunciation, sannyas, when the news hit the heart of Advaita Acharya, he had no more reason to live if he didn't have the association of the Lord. With a heart broken, he told the Vaishnavas, with tears flowing from his eyes, that I have no more reason to live. This world is a dreary void without the darshan of Lord Gaurasundara. I will go to the Ganges, and through the process of drowning I will end my life. And all the devotees and so many of the townspeople of Navadvip, when they heard this, they all said, yes, without Lord Gauranga we have no reason to live. We will all go to the Ganges and end our lives. With this vow in heart, they proceeded toward the Ganges. And then a celestial voice spoke to Sri Advaita and the devotees that within a few days, the Lord of your life, Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, will again be in your presence, dancing and chanting with you. The devotees became jubilant, and Sri Advaita Acharya, in grateful heart and great love, he induced everyone to raise their arms and chant the holy names. The sannyas ceremony, Nityananda Prabhu somehow played a nice trick and arranged for Lord Chaitanya, instead of going to Vrindavan, to come in the direction of Santipur,